Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Shane Dawson has the sports headlines.
Thanks, Sarah. Arsenal missed a chance to move 8 points clear at the top of the English Premier League after a frustrating nil-all draw at home to Liverpool. There was a late flash point when Arsenal's Gabriel Martinelli attempted to push Conor Bradley off the pitch after the defender went down with a painful knee injury. Martinelli was booked and Bradley was taken away in a stretcher. Martinelli later issued an apology on social media, saying the two players had been in contact. Liverpool manager Arne Slot defended the Arsenal player, suggesting the wider issue of time wasting in football may have led to the incident.
I don't know Gabriel Martinelli, but he comes across as a nice guy. And I think the problem for him is, and that's a problem in general in football, that there is so much time wasting and players pretending that they are injured in the final parts of the game or during the game, that you can then sometimes be annoyed if you want to score a goal that you think that player is time wasting. I'm 100% sure that if he knew what the injury might be, that he would never do that. Understand that Martinelli might have thought that this was time wasting as well, and he couldn't thought about this is Liverpool, they don't do this.
And I saw it speaking there. Dublin defeated Wexford 2-17-1-11 in the Welsh Cup quarter-final held in Eolla at the Ballad last night, and will play Westmead in the semi-final on Sunday in the Fitzgibbon Cup. MTU Cork stunned local rivals UCC 126-116, while University of Galway defeated UCD 320-117. In athletics, Brian Fay, Fiona Everett, Niamh Allen and Noah Harris are set to represent Ireland at the World Cross Country Championships in Tallahassee in the United States tomorrow. Noah Harris, the 18-year-old from Wicklow, who is currently studying in the University of Tennessee, is first up in the men's under 20 race at 5-4 Irish time. The senior women's race begins at 4:35 with Everett and Allen flying the Irish flag, while Olympian Brian Fay comes into the men's event at 5:20 on the back of a memorable cross-country season last year. Joining us on the line now is Irish Olympian and long-distance running expert Mick Clossy. Mick, thanks so much for taking the call. So the World Cross Countries, you competed in Edinburgh in 2008. The course in Tallahassee tomorrow is set to feature sand, water, mud, and a signature roller coaster element. Just how difficult and grueling is this event?
Thanks, Shane. Yeah, obviously it's the World Cross Country. It's been one of the biggest running events over the years, and we've a great history in Ireland going back to John Tracy winning the inaugural event back in 1979 in Limerick. Some of our older listeners might remember that, and my own coach Dick Cooper won a silver medal as a junior. I think even before that, 1975, I think, was the original staging of the event. So. And we've Katrina McKernan has 4 silver medals, I think, and Sonia Sullivan obviously the double in 1998, the short course, long course, which they've no longer the short course anymore, just a longer course. But it's a tough event, but it's great to see our Irish representation at the event. 4 athletes, obviously competing, and yeah, it's a grueling event, but these athletes are top class runners, and you know it's great experience for them, and you know, to go out there and show the Irish fest at its best, I suppose.
When you look at the women's race, Fiona Everett running in this stage, having finished 60th in last year's event, enjoyed a top 10 finish at the Europeans in December. Niamh Allen is making her world debut, having finished 23rd in Portugal. Just how big of a step up is it from the Europeans to global competition?
Yeah, obviously it's a step up for the Irish athletes, but like the Irish athletes did so well in Portugal. I mean, with such a medal haul, and I think a lot of European nations are traveling to this event. So there's an opportunity there for the Irish to really to make a mark on this event. Obviously, you have the Africans, the Americans, Australia, always strong, Canada, New Zealand, and the British team have a strong team there. But it's a great opportunity for Irish athletes, especially Niamh Allen and Fiona Everett in the senior women's race to show how good they are, and they'll go out there and you know, do their best.
In the men's race, you of course know Brian Fay well, but members of Raheny Shamrocks. He won the national title in November before a month later becoming a scoring member of the Irish team that won that historic silver medal at the Europeans. But it's a debut appearance at the Worlds. What will Brian be targeting?
Well, like Brian's a world-class athlete. Like he's a 13-minute 5K runner. He's absolutely class. He spent a lot of time in Australia training with some of the best in the world. So Brian will be there. He's had a great cross-country season. He has that silver medal, team medal from Portugal last month. And Brian's going to go out there. And I think Brian, you know, he's so competitive and he's strong, he's tough. And he'll be looking for a very strong finish. And who knows where he'll finish, especially as I say, European nations, some missing, but obviously a lot of strong athletes there. But Brian, I think even a top 20 finish could be possible for Brian, which would be an amazing achievement. So best of luck to the whole Irish crew traveling over.
Okay, Mick, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat. In rugby, all four Irish provinces are in European action this weekend, and we'll have more on that in the next hour.